Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of the Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network. I'm Steve Strang. In my role as a Christian journalist for the last four decades, I have the opportunity to travel and meet some very interesting people. Today, you're going to hear one of the most interesting people I've met in a long time who is making a huge difference in poverty, using resources that they had at their disposal, out of their base in the Twin Cities, and helping people deal with poverty, and not just by giving them food, but helping them with their health. So stay tuned after this word from our sponsor for my interview with Megan Doyle from Minnesota.
Dr. Bill Hammond, the founder of Christian International Ministries, is considered to be the pioneering voice of the modern-day prophetic movement. In his 61 years of ministry, he has trained and equipped hundreds of thousands of saints and has personally prophesied to leaders of nations. He spent his life training people to hear the voice of God, and because of this, their world has changed. You can also change your world through Christian International Ministry, their products, and their events. You'll be equipped to hear God for yourself and others, your role on earth as a believer, your purpose and destiny. You'll receive a wealth of revelation and insight about hearing and receiving the voice of the Lord. For more information on Christian International Ministries, visit their website at christianinternational.com. Again, the website, christianinternational.com. And thank you, Dr. Bill Hammond, for sponsoring this podcast.
Welcome back. Today I'm talking to Megan Doyle, Eden Prairie, Minnesota, right outside of Minneapolis. And they have an amazing ministry that I have been able to visit several times, and I'm just so inspired every time. It's called Matter, but I first knew it as Hope for the City. So how did you make the change from Hope to the City? Because as I understood it, and you correct me if I'm wrong, but you took all this material that was surplus, and you were able to channel it to poor people.
That's correct. And we kind of had two programs. We had an international program where we would ship things overseas, primarily gently used medical equipment. And then we had a local program where we worked with food shelves, and we were just the middleman to get the food divided up and distribute it to food shelves. And that was really it in a nutshell.
And it's a very significant ministry here in the Twin Cities. And why did you decide to change it to Matter?
We thought we needed to rebrand. And part of the rebranding process was that it had to be one word, because that's what these up-and-coming 20 and 30-something-year-olds are attracted to. They understand that. And so we wanted one word that described everything we do, from serving the poor in our own backyard with food and furnishing hospitals overseas. So the word we came up with was Matter, because the whole supply chain matters, and the donor is interested in who the recipient is at the end of the line, and it matters to both of them who they are. And the volunteers matter, the staff matters, everybody matters, and we have a matterful staff.
Well, I've had the privilege of visiting. In fact, you take people through tours to, I guess, maybe give them a vision for what you do. And I saw all this food. You even had a big walk-in freezer, I guess you call it, and fresh fruit. I remember you had strawberries and, of course, boxes of cereal and everything else. Is that what poor people eat? Is all this processed food? Or tell me about that.
That is what they used to eat. And over the last 2 years, we've been reviewing our food program, and we worked with dietitians at a prominent hospital in the Twin Cities, and we developed a breakfast, lunch, and dinner box program that was shelf-stable and highly nutritional. And the beauty of this box is that it's healthy, and it creates access to healthy people for people living beneath the poverty level and are food insecure. And it's designed in such a way that we even have the Diabetes Association and the diabetes departments in various hospitals using our boxes to teach people how to eat properly and to get off of insulin. And you know what? That brings me kind of in the back door to how we got to this place concerning hunger. Hunger used to be the number one health problem in the entire world. For centuries, that was the number one health problem. But it has changed today. It is no longer hunger, but it is obesity. And obesity is what most of us consider just being overweight. But the medical community will tell you you're obese if you're 30 pounds overweight. And you and I might just think they're a little overweight. They need to lose some weight. weight. But once you're 30 pounds overweight for your frame, you now increase your chance of cancer, heart attack, diabetes, stroke, autoimmune disease. You exponentially increase the chance that you're going to get one of those diseases. So obesity is now number one. Hunger is now number two. And number three is diabetes, because that's a direct result of obesity. And so obesity and diabetes are our diseases of the future. And we are a little bit ahead of the whole industry in developing these matter boxes that treat a specific problem with hunger, access to healthy food. And so we're dealing with non-traditional partners. A food shelf would not be interested in our matter boxes. They would take them apart and put things on the shelf for someone to take individually. And so the people using it are hospitals, especially when they have a large population of people beneath the poverty level that they're serving. They know when there's no food at home and they have their child in for an earache and they're giving them some antibiotics. They know that child's going to be back in 5 days if it's not eating properly. So they send home food with antibiotics. There's Park Nicollet Center, which is a large healthcare system here in Minnesota. They're in the process of developing something that they're going to tag pharmacy food for the same purpose. People who don't have food at home, they need an antibiotic and they get pharmacy food or healthy food to go with it so that they can stay nourished while they get better. And so charter schools are using our meals because the children get free breakfast and lunch from the federal government. But when they go home at night, they don't have government food. And on the weekends, they don't have government food. So they give them the matter boxes on the weekend to give their whole family food for the entire weekend until the child comes back on Monday. Churches, progressive churches, are using this. The Hennepin County Sheriff's Department is putting it in all the deputies' cars because they deal so often with evictions and people moving and there's no food in the cupboards. And so they just carry it in their squad cars and give it out freely.
What's in these boxes? Can you just describe what somebody would find when they open up that box and get ready to eat it?
Mm-hmm. There's a starch and a protein and a fruit and a vegetable. The fruits might be these tubes of mixed fruits and mixed vegetables that you can buy for babies and toddlers. It could be a whole wheat cracker with cheese. It could be raisins or other dried fruit. In our dinner packet, we'll put a rice and bean casserole, and then they add their own spices to make it culturally relative to them. Many hospitals now are starting to come up with it. Large insurance companies, United Health, they're ecstatic that we came up with this. They can't believe we're so far ahead of the curve with this program. And this is the type of thing that they will support in the community to create a healthier community. We're getting a lot of traction with insurance companies who want to fund our program for a healthier community. And I think that we're leading the way with food charities, food shelves, food banks, that this is the future in how to address obesity and diabetes.
Is this actually helping in actual fact, or is it just a theory that maybe they're not getting more obese? I mean, are people actually changing the way they eat and so forth?
Yes, they are. We're working very closely with Hennepin County Medical Center with their diabetes program, and they're not only teaching them how to eat with our matter boxes, they have patients getting off of insulin. And that's the goal, to eat healthy and stay off of insulin.
That's exciting. You mentioned it's here in the Twin Cities. Are other cities around the country adopting this idea, or are you so far ahead of the curve that nobody's caught up with you yet?
Depends on the state. We spent the month of February in Arizona, and that state is not as wealthy as Minnesota, and there's a huge Indian population there. And there's one group of Indians, and we talked to the head of the Diabetes Association in Arizona, and she said there's a whole population of Indians that all are overweight and they all have diabetes and they're all resigned to the fact that they're going to die from diabetes. And that does not have to be. With simple life changes and access to the right food, they can change that outcome for their whole people group.
That's exciting. If somebody wanted to find out more about your organization, how would they contact you online or in other ways?
Matter.ngo, non-government organization.
I hope you were inspired by my interview with Megan Doyle. They are making such a huge impact up there in the Twin Cities, and there's quite an interesting story about how they got started. I had the opportunity to talk to her husband, Dennis Doyle, who's been my friend for 15 years, to find out how this ministry got started. You'll want to listen to that in the Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network. I'm Steve Strang. Thank you for listening.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Dr. Bill Hammond, founder of Christian International Ministries. Thank you, Dr. Hammond, for sponsoring this podcast. Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.